The views and opinions expressed here are those of the guests, and are not the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The Mormon Channel presents Into All the World.
The vision will begin to be fulfilled.
Our membership is found throughout the world.
The New Zealanders, the Australians.
Sono felice di servire, Signore.
Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Burma.
Five new temples.
Ni kupitia kwa imani.
Go ye into all the world.
This is Into All the World on the Mormon Channel. I'm Tim Taggart, and today we're visiting with President Patricio Jufra of the Santiago Lorena Stake. President, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, brother.
It's such a pleasure to be able to visit with you over the telephone, and it's delightful here in Salt Lake City today. How's the weather in Santiago?
The weather is kind of cold today. We're in the middle of winter time,
yes.
So it's a little cold day, and we expect some rain, hopefully, the end of this afternoon.
Tell us just a little bit about yourself and about your family, and how did you come to discover the gospel and become a member of the church?
Well, I joined the church when I was 14. I'm from Viña del Mar, which is a town in the coast of Chile. It's about near an hour and a half from Santiago. And I had some neighbors that across the street from me, from my house, that they usually had these two gringos going into their homes, and I wondered who they were, you know. So I decided to ask my friends, and they said, who are these people? And they kind of introduced me. They said they were missionaries from the Mormon Church, and I said I would like to listen to them. So they invited me to their home. And but there was something about this. One of the missionaries said, "You have a house?" I said, "Yeah." "Well, we need to go and teach you the gospel in your home." I said, "No, my mom is not interested in the gospel, because it was just me." So they decided to go to my house, and he was very, how to say, persistent. And my mom was in the bedroom. You know, she was hiding there. So the elder said, well, we'd like to have your mom, you know, to hear the discussion that we have to offer. So my mom came in, but she wasn't very excited about it. And after half hour that the missionaries taught the discussion, they asked my mom if they were able to come again. And my mom said, yeah, yes, anytime. And I was very surprised, because at the beginning she was, well, I come from a Catholic tradition, you know. My family all was Catholic and very, not much into a church, but we always respect the tradition. And I was very surprised that my mom gave that answer. So I asked her, why you said that the missionaries could come again? And she said, well, I felt that what they had to tell me was true.
Terrific.
So that started making a difference. And after 3 weeks, we joined the church, my mom and I. And after since that, we've been having different, you know, family joining the churches. I come from an Italian descendant family, so we have a big family, and have brothers, sisters, nephews, different people in my family kind of joining the church throughout the years.
Great. So tell me a little bit about your wife and your children.
My wife, I have my wife, Maria Eugenia. I have four children. One is Francesca, she's 16. Vanessa is 14. Franco is 9. And Paolo is 6. My wife, she works in the primary. You know, she works in the, I'm sorry, she was work. She used to work in the primary. Now she works with the young women in the ward that we belong to. And she's always very active in this thing, you know, worrying about taking care of the kids and her calling.
Well, and it's always a great experience to be able to deal with the issues of being a husband and a father as well as a priesthood leader.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand what all of your members are going through.
Yeah, I have, you know, kids from different ages, so I can understand the stage. You know, what they're going through.
Exactly.
I don't have a missionary yet, but I was myself a missionary when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I served the mission.
Where did you serve?
I served in Osorno, the most out mission in the world. I served from 81 to 83.
Terrific. And do you feel like your mission helped prepare you for a leadership experience in the church?
Definitely. I think I would never change that. I made the right decision. But if you allow me, I would extend a little bit on that because
please.
I don't usually say much about my conversion, but this had to deal a lot with the missionary Tommy, the discussions. Probably he might be hearing this on the radio sometime. But when we had the baptism interview, he just said things to me that he said, I got to tell you something that just keep it in your head and probably you won't understand today. And he kind of predicted what things were going to happen in my life.
Interesting.
He said in 4 years, he said, you are going to go on a mission. After 4 years, you are going to go to BYU, get an education, and then probably you might be teaching at the MTC and then come back and, teach your people.
Hmm.
And I kept that thing in my mind for a long time, thinking. He said, probably you won't understand it today, but I understood throughout the years that things were going to, coming into place.
That's marvelous how the Holy Spirit works.
One of the things he told me is that he had that personal revelation that he felt that he had to tell me.
Yeah.
And things have worked out that way.
And I'm sure you've had moments in your experience as a stake president where you felt that same kind of inspiration.
Exactly. When I was a bishop, and now I've been in my actual position right now over a year, almost a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a special experience when you, meet with people, counsel them, and learn from them, because it's a learning experience for me.
Isn't it, though? And don't you feel Heavenly Father's love for them as you visit with them?
Yeah.
And I'm sure your missionary felt the same way about you.
I have felt it many times. You get into an interview, and after you listen to those brothers and sisters, and the Lord is helping us and helping them, and you find the right words, and you have the spirit to try to, talk to them what they need,
Yeah. And they can feel your words and not just hear the words that are said.
Yeah. It's happened many times. Sometimes I've had brothers, they have come with, special situations, and they have felt. And in fact, this week I had an interview with a brother that at the end he said, "Well, President, I just would like you to give me a blessing."
Mm-hmm.
And those experiences that you really know that the Father in Heaven is working through you and making, things change. And
it's a real privilege to be a part of it, isn't it?
It is true.
Tell us a little bit what life is like in general in Chile and in Santiago.
Well, Santiago, being the capital city of Chile, is a very hectic city, It's very, a lot of people. I think we are almost over 7 million people in the city, and it's always a lot of traffic and people moving. They take time to move from their work to, home. And so it's always moving. Santiago is a very alive city. And Santiago is like divided in suburbs, what we call comunas here.
Mm-hmm.
And every suburb is its own city, I would say now. They have been able to decentralize from the downtown Santiago. So most of the things that you carry out is in your own comuna, in your own suburb. And
mm-hmm.
It's busy. It's a busy city. The rest of Chile, you get out of Santiago and you feel a little slower pace.
Mm-hmm.
People kind of enjoy more life, I would say, because Santiago demands that you always have to be, with traffic and work, and it's always moving. It's on the go.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful place too. It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
beautiful setting.
We have the mountains. We have snow. We don't have hardly any snow in the city, but you see the mountains with our snow, and we have nice valleys, and plus you can be, an hour and a half on the beach side of, on
That's
the coast.
Right. We're on the Mormon Channel. The program is Into All the World. I'm Tim Taggart, and we're visiting with President Patricio Giuffra of the Santiago Lorena Stake from Chile. President, how have things been going as far as spreading the gospel in Chile and in your stake?
Well, we have some good opportunities, and also we face some challenges, I think, as the rest of every place in the world. But now we started a new program with we have a missionary program that all the states have, this, that all the wards have their little programs to work, you know, but we are working in the same ideas, in the same programs, and with sharing the gospel. Like, we have, right now, we are working in the bringing our brothers that are a little inactive, you know, back mm-hmm. to church. So we are doing a lot of effort on that. And because of that, when you get to a family that has been away from the church for a while, you usually have people that are not members in that family.
Yes.
So the active members, like the Relief Society, I mean, the home teachers, the visiting teaching, get to visit those brethren and those families, and they sometimes go with the missionaries because they usually have one or two people that are not LDS. Mm-hmm. Throughout the years, they never knew about the church.
Yeah.
So what we do is that the missionaries do a lot of work. They do a lot of work by themselves and with the help of the members, with, like family home evenings and visiting. The members go and visit the families they're teaching. And also we have activities local in the wards and in the state. We have like a welfare fair or singing festival, things that are activities that we can bring people from, friends from the church, as well as members or less active members to those activities.
That's great.
Because of the, as I told you, people are always busy. So in the, most of the life is in the weekend, like Saturdays, people, if they have opportunity to go or something like that, they will go. Mm-hmm. But during the week, it's always busy about with school and work.
Yeah. How many converts do you have a year about in your stake?
Well, we had had, last year we had about, just, it's been not as much as we expected to be, but we had 24 mm-hmm. in the stake. And this year the goal is double that.
Terrific.
So, but the ones that we have, they stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
they
great.
They don't go away. We want to make sure that they, we, you know, fellowship them in that way. They give, they have assignments or callings, so they stay. And we have a good experience with families. They have been sealing the temple after a year they've been baptized.
Oh, that's terrific.
So that helps us to be a little stronger in the world, where they feel that people will stay, don't just baptize and go away in 2 months.
Yeah.
But they stay.
Are there any experiences that you can think of just offhand about individuals that have joined the church within your stake, any of their conversion stories?
Yeah, I had, in fact, one brother in my ward. He joined the church about almost a year and a half, a little more than that. I was still the bishop, and the missionaries brought him to church one Sunday. And the missionaries found this man because they were tracking, and they talked to this person because he was a security guard in a place where they sell homes. Mm-hmm. And they start talking to him, and he invited them to his house. The missionaries went, and they start teaching the lesson. They brought him to church, and after they brought him to church, he really felt welcome, and like he was baptized about a month after he heard the discussions, and mm-hmm. he started, improving and growing his testimony, and then he brought his wife to church because he got baptized first.
Uh-huh.
About 3 months after, he was able to baptize his wife.
Ah, wonderful!
Because she joined the church, and one of the interesting thing when I interviewed them, because I was still there, bishop before I was released, and his wife said, you know, one of the reasons why I joined the church because I knew that I can be married to my husband for a time and eternity.
Wow.
And really that promise or that teaching really got to her that we have them sealed about a month and a half ago in the temple.
Oh, great.
It was a special experience for us in the world because a lot of members have helped them through their process. And they were still in the temple.
That's great.
And it was incredible to see them, you know, being sealed to each other. And now they have brought their daughter, that is Mary, and they are in the process right now that investigating the church.
And so, you know that they're going to stay members of the church and the family is going to grow through the generations.
Yeah. One of the things is really interesting because the wife and sister, when after we were done with the ceremony, she really got close to me and talked to me and she said, my husband has changed so much because of the gospel that I can't believe what is going on in our life because before that, they hardly ever communicate.
Yeah.
And now you see them going to church together and all the activities, being active in the church.
Yeah.
And you look their faces, they look different.
Yeah. They're glowing with that spirit that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. About someone that's a convert to the church. That's marvelous. Well, with the focus on the temple and having the temple close by, what's the impact been for the members of the church to be able to have the temple there in Santiago?
Well, I think we went through a stage at the beginning where people really went to a temple very often, and then going to a temple went down a lot. Now we're going back where, for example, in our state, we have the ward have their monthly visit to the temple. So every month, the third Thursday of the month, a ward go to a temple as the ward.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way that we encourage them the attendance, to go to a temple. Our youth go to a temple every month to do baptism for the dead.
Well, that's great.
And the bishops and we as a state presidency, we are veil workers, what you call it. So
uh-huh.
We try to be involved, being in the temple and encourage our members to go. I think we are starting going back again that we make the visit to the temple a part of our life more often and often.
Yeah. And that spirit of the temple helps keep people active and engaged in the church, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Because you can see that you see that the brothers that attend to a temple, we have brothers that are very active in the church. They are raising good kids. They are involved in their callings and their assignments. And that makes a big difference in their life and their family life.
Yep. Infuses the spirit into their lives and into the wards and stakes.
Yep, exactly. And they are able to give. To share, to give, to service more.
Yes. Thanks, President. This is Into All the World on the Mormon Channel. I'm Tim Taggart, and we're visiting with President Patricio Giuffra of the Santiago Lorena Stake from Chile. We're so grateful that we can visit today. We have so many of our young men and young women that are engaged in missionary work and they're going forth to serve. From your perspective, if you could offer one bit of advice to the missionaries that may be coming to Santiago to serve, what would you say to them?
Well, I would just say that I had the opportunity to teach missionaries in the NTC for about 4 years, and I usually would tell them, fold your flag and keep it in your house and have an open heart so you can love the people that you're going to go and serve. I think Chileans are ready for the gospel, and a missionary that loves the people that is going to be teaching and love the culture make a big difference, a big change in those people.
Yeah.
Because they get more involved. They're more successful. They people know that they are there because they want to be.
That's great counsel and advice for anywhere in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I think we have good successful missionaries. Yeah, we have good missionaries. I've seen them. We have missionaries from, from United States, from Peru, from Ecuador, from mm-hmm. Honduras, from different parts in the world. And you can tell they're good missionaries. They're ready to serve, and they really get to love the people.
That's marvelous. Do you have many of your young people serve missions?
In our state right now, we have 8 that are serving the mission.
Terrific.
But we go usually an average. We have about almost 20 missionaries that at one time serving missions, and in different parts we have missionaries going to Australia, Italy, you know, different parts of the world, even to the States.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to keep it. We have a good in our state. We have a lot of second generation members. You know, we have kids that are being born in under the covenant, and they are getting ready to go on a mission. So, like the next 3 years, we are going to have a lot of kids serving missions.
That's great. And that's, again, that's how to grow the church. As they come yeah. back from that mission, trained and prepared to serve in leadership positions and with a desire to find someone to marry in the temple and establish that eternal family. That's a great foundation.
Yeah, and we have those kids that, you know, young families, retired missionaries. They have wonderful families, and they're preparing their kids to serve in missions. And the time go fast. Sometimes you never realize that a kid that is in primary right now is serving a mission. You know,
yeah.
And you see their growth. But we had good young people that are getting ready to go and serve.
Yeah, and they'll have a powerful influence in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have many members of your stake that have an opportunity to participate in the Perpetual Education Fund?
Yes, we have quite a few, I would say. We have some returned missionaries, and we have young women that are getting their education. So we have people that are participating in the Perpetual Fund.
How does that work? I know there are a lot of members who love to participate but haven't heard a lot about how it actually works on the ground and any blessings in the lives of individuals who participate.
Well, right now, it's kids that are coming from their mission, they have a because here in Chile, you need to have an education. You know, high school degree doesn't take you anywhere. You have to get superior education, technical education, at least to start getting your life settled. And kids, they return from their missions, and they usually have struggle with their family to pay their education because here is a lot of private universities. So you don't get into public, you have to go to private, or you have to go to an institute that they need to come out with the money to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get into the Perpetual Fund, and they usually it's for technical careers, that it will take them 2 years to get a technical degree so they can, you know, have a better job, and in that way they can pursue a university education.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if there are members, you know, they can feel to help those kids. It's a great opportunity because Latin American countries, it's hard to work and go to school.
Right.
So you need an opportunity to start, you know, getting ahead in education, professionally, have a career. And sometimes the way that our systems are run is not an easy thing to do, especially
mm-hmm.
if you want to get, you know, establish a family. You need to have a job, a decent job that you can, you know, provide for your family.
Mm-hmm.
So there are opportunities that people that can get involved. And I know the church has, I don't know how much works the system, but there is opportunity that can people help on that fund.
Mm-hmm. And are we having success with people paying back those loans after their education?
They usually start paying while they're going to in education. I mean, where they are going to school, they have they pay a small fee.
Mm-hmm.
And after they graduate, they go through a normal fee. We have, with many, we have success. With others, sometimes they struggle because it makes it hard if they don't give a good paying job.
Yeah.
So sometimes they pay minimum, they have to renegotiate their debt, but they are there and we are interviewing them and make sure that we are able to help them or to help them with our networking in them to get a better job.
Yeah.
That way they can get ahead in life.
Well, and it seems like as members, as we link arms and help each other, that's the way that we all are lifted higher.
Yeah, it is true. And we had good brothers where we tried to position our young kids in companies where we work, and and help them to get started, because we all did sacrifices, you know, to get through in life. But sometimes they need a hand to help them out.
Yeah.
We have good brothers sometimes. They know someone. They could have an opportunity to get a better job.
Yeah. And move ahead. One of the challenges, of course, is being able to serve in a leadership position. You almost need a job good enough that you don't have to work 7 days a week in order to feed your family.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is the reality here. If you need to get a better job, so we encourage our young kids, you know, get an education, you know, get a better job. You sometimes we have to sacrifice it. Sometimes we don't sleep many hours than we want to. But for the future, you will be in a better position.
Yeah.
And you can serve the church there, because sometimes it's hard, because, of course, if you get a low-paying job, you are working, you know, overtime hours, but you work until late at night. Sometimes you work Saturday, Sunday. Sometimes you work 3 Sundays in a row, and then you have one free Sunday a month, you know, which doesn't make a member be very active and participate in all the blessings of the, you know, or going to church or serving the church.
Right. And don't receive all the spiritual blessings that come if you're unable to do that.
Exactly.
We're visiting with President Patricio Giuffra of the Santiago La Reina Stake from Chile. This is Into All the World on the Mormon Channel. As we wrap up, President, what are some of the challenges that face the members of the church in Chile right now?
I think, well, an important challenge probably the rest of the world is by facing the same thing, is that with the economy situation, some members have lost their jobs. So it's been hard to find a better job. And in that process, sometimes members really have a hard time trying to get a better position in their, you know, to make ends meet and to feed their family.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of that we are talking about temporarily.
Right.
Other sometimes is that Chile have come a very, growing, and I would say we are a developing country. We have a lot of technology and people getting involved into the world, and sometimes the members face that. You face it in school, you face it in university, you face it at work. Because of that have brought to Chile that not many people want to get married. They want to live together. They don't want to raise the family because they feel they are not ready for that. They are not ready for those commitments. So it's becoming more common.
Mm-hmm.
So the members are exposed to that kind of things, where kids in school and university, they face that thing that they are being respected because of their beliefs. But because the society is going in a different way, member has to be very strong in what they believe. And that makes a harder situation because, for example, there are, in my state, we have the youth there. Some of them go to the same school, and they become their friends not only in church, but they become their friends in school, because in that way they can protect each other. They can be together, and they can be a better example. They are, when there is a person that is active in the church, in a school, in a job, in a university, people respect them. But you know the general, idea or situation is going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So sometimes they face that they are stand alone for what they believe, because there are not many people they believe what they believe.
Yeah. And what a blessing it is to have the Lord on our side and to have the gift of the Holy Ghost to help us.
It is true. And makes a big difference in our lives to have that.
Yeah. Well, President, we'd love to have you share your testimony with us, if you would. And after you've finished sharing your testimony in English, would you mind bearing your testimony to us in Spanish?
No problem. I appreciate that. Well, for all these years that I've been a member of the church, over 33 years already, the gospel is in my life. I don't think that I would, I don't change any of my decisions since I joined the church up to now. Probably if I didn't have the gospel, I would just be a just a good citizen. But the gospel changed my life, my family life, and all the people that I've been in contact with in my mission, people that I know today. The Lord being really have blessed me and my family throughout the years. I've seen His hand work in my life as well as my family's life. I really know this church is true. I know that the prophet that we have today is a prophet of God. We have felt His spirit, His love, and His inspiration and direction. And I am really happy to have the blessing the Lord gave to my family to know the gospel, because it has changed our lives, and it does in a daily basis. We are happy to be members of the church. We know, I know, that Joseph Smith is a prophet of God. He really saw God the Father and Jesus Christ. And the Book of Mormon is a true book. It tells the story of our families here in America many years back. And we can relate to them. We know that Christ visited our continent, and He's the God for the whole world and humanity. And we know, I know, that makes a big difference in our lives today, and it will do it forever. And I really know, once again, I said that God lives, and this is His church, and Christ is His Son, and He atoned for my sins. And the most important thing is that He loves us, and if we are faithful, we can be with Him and with our family for eternity. And I bear these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yo sé que esta es la iglesia verdadera, que Jesucristo vive, y que a través de los años que he sido miembro de esta iglesia he visto la mano de Dios en mi vida y en la de mi familia. No cambio mi decisión de haberme unido a la iglesia. Y cada día que vivo estoy más agradecido de tener el Evangelio de Jesucristo, que hoy día no tenemos un profeta viviente, el presidente Monson, que es un profeta vidente y revelador, que él habla con Dios y que dirige los destinos de su iglesia hoy día. Yo sé que José Smith fue un profeta y que él vio a Dios y a Cristo en esa arboleda. Sé que el libro Mormón es verdadero y que habla de nuestros pueblos aquí en las Américas. Habla de que Cristo visitó a su pueblo, a su gente en este continente, y que podemos relacionarnos mucho con nuestros antepasados en este continente. Dios vive, esta es su iglesia, y agradecido estoy por todas las bendiciones que Él me ha dado y que da a mi familia. Agradecido por la oportunidad de conocer su evangelio y tener la oportunidad de servirle a Él en esta iglesia. Y esto yo comparto con ustedes en el nombre de Jesucristo. Amén.
Amén. Thank you, President. This is Into All the World on the Mormon Channel. We've been visiting with President Patricio Giuffra of the Chile Santiago Lorraine Stake, and I'm Tim Taggart.
You have been listening to Into All the World.